This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls session of House of Representatives for 10th of May. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says use of Nagarik app will bring drastic change in public service delivery. Health Ministry reports more than 7,200 corona infection cases and 27 deaths in last 24 hours. Ministry urges corona-infected people in home isolation not to take any medicine without consulting doctors, and almost 3,700 people die of corona infection in a single day in India. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has called a session of the House of Representatives for the 10th of May. Releasing a statement today, the office of the President informed that the session had been called in recommendation of the Council of Ministers today. The statement further says the session has been called as the Prime Minister felt a need to take the confidence in the House. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the use of Nagarik app will bring drastic change in public service delivery. Virtually inaugurating a program organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today on the occasion of the 4th National Information and Communications Technology Day, Prime Minister Oli said Nagarik app would be a significant tool to provide government services through a single window, making the public service delivery paperless. Prime Minister expressed his belief that the app would help the administration efficient and corruption-free, saying it would curb illegal activities of misusing the internet or the cyber world. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Farvard Gurung, stressed the need for development of information and technology along with the physical infrastructures for the prosperity of the country. Minister Gurung said the government has forwarded the Digital Nepal framework to set up the development foundation of the country. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Hari Prasad Bashyal, said the advancement in the field of information and technology had helped make efficient administration. The Health Ministry has reported 7,211 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. This is the record-breaking daily rise in corona cases in Nepal since the pandemic began. Similarly, 1,612 people recovered from the infection in the same period. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have crossed 48,700. The Ministry reported 27 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related deaths to 3,325. Meantime, the Ministry has urged the people in home isolation not to take any kind of medication without consulting doctors. Addressing a press briefing today, a spokesperson of the Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, urged people not to take any kind of medications without consulting doctors, saying there had been reports that people in home isolation had been taking medicines on their own and in recommendation of COVID-recovered people. The Health Ministry has also asked all the health officials who are in study leave to return to the office and start the work. Joint spokesperson of the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the Ministry had decided to direct the officials in study leave to reach to the appointed offices as there had been no regular study program at present. The Ministry also decided to depute all the students in medical faculty for the containment and prevention of corona infection. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has directed the concerned authorities in Baki to leave no stone unturned to contain the coronavirus infection and save people's lives. DPM Pokhrel, who is also the coordinator of Corona Crisis Management Center, CCMC, held a telephone conversation with Chief District Officer Baki Sivaraj Gilal today and took stock of the latest situation caused by the deadly virus in the district. He also placed full assistance and cooperation from the CCMC in dealing with the crisis. Likewise, DPM Pokhrel discussed with Bir Hospital's officials in presence of Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi and Secretary of the Prime Minister's Office Dr. Khagaraj Baral regarding setting up a 500-bed COVID special hospital. The COVID hospital has been proposed to be set up in the new building of Bir Hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back now more news. Shankar Pokhrel has been reappointed as the Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Province Chief Dharmanath Yadav appointed him as the Chief Minister today. Earlier, CPN-UML Parliamentary Party had decided to elect Pokhrel as the Chief Minister. Earlier this morning, Pokhrel had resigned from the post of Chief Minister, claiming to constitute a single-party government led by the CPN-UML. Meanwhile, the Lumbini Province Special Assembly meeting set for this afternoon was prorogued. Province Chief Dharmanath Yadav prorogued the Province Assembly session, citing the session call for the discussion of no confidence motion had no relevance as the Chief Minister resigned. The session was called to discuss the no confidence motion against Chief Minister Pokhrel, registered by the Nepali Congress and the CPN Maoist Center. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. India has recorded its highest daily coronavirus deaths toll since the pandemic began, a day after it became the first country to register more than 400,000 new cases. Its health ministry said 3,689 people had died within the past 24 hours. Hospitals are reported to have been battling to treat patients amid a chronic shortage of beds and medical oxygen. Meanwhile, the number of COVID cases surged to 19.5 million with more than 392,000 new infection cases in last 24 hours. A fire in fuel tankers and a petrol station in Afghan capital of Kabul has killed 7 people and injured 14 others. Authorities say there is no immediate indication of whether the fire was an accident or attack. The incident came on the same day the United States and NATO officials began the final phase of a withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending a nearly 20-year military engagement. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds or hail is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls session of House of Representatives for 10th of May. Prime Minister Kapil Sharma Oli says use of Nagarik app will bring drastic change in public service delivery. Health Minister reports more than 7,200 corona infection cases and 27 deaths in last 24 hours. Ministry urges corona-infected people in home isolation not to take any medicine without consulting doctors. And almost 3,700 people die of corona infection in a single day in India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.